Day 166, or June the 15th. Never forget what God has done. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Today's Psalms are once again all by Asaph, and contain the second longest psalm, which he uses to remind the people of God's faithfulness and guidance since the early days of the Exodus. Asaph takes great care to relate the full story, and he wrote it in such a way that it was easier to be studied and memorized. In this way, the Israelites never forgot their God and his acts of love and mercy throughout their history. The major aim of the ministry of Walk Through the Bible is to help people to remember the whole storyline with its people, places, and events, so that we are all able to use it as a foundation and so become God's people who are rooted in his word. And now today's action step. As we are skimming through the whole of Scripture, stopping each day to look at a verse or theme before moving on, I do hope it is whetting your appetite to maybe read the whole Bible yourself one day, or maybe listen to it. There is a parallel book to this one. It's called Step by Step, and it goes into a little more detail as well as encouraging you to read the whole Bible at the same time. It's also available, recorded by me, its author, in MP3 format, so that you can listen to it in your car, or on a phone, or on an MP3 player. The recording includes the whole Bible too, so by investing about 20 minutes or so every day, you can get to know the whole Bible better. Asaph did all he could to get his contemporaries into the Word of God. What about you? What about your church? If all we do is not grounded in God's word, we are in constant danger of being deflected by the latest fad that comes along. Why not resolve today that you will do your best to consult the Word of God every day from now on?